This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show live from Clearwater with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, it's warm out. The sun is shining. There's baseball being played right in front of us. How you doing?
Port of Surfsides. Holla at your boy, Brother Spike. Well, that was totally out of that was out of sync.
I don't know how to start the show now.
Brother Spike, we're here in Clearwater. You can hear the fans in the background. Not a great day so far for the Fightins. But how many innings we got left to go, Jack?
I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter at all.
Yep, doesn't really matter at all. Holla at your boy.
Good to be here. Oh, long day already, but we had some big interviews earlier. Very exciting stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, you'll hear it throughout the next 2 days, so we'll be broadcasting here from, I always forget, Bay Care Ballpark. For the next 2 days, we will be talking to Bryce Harper. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking to Jesus Luzardo. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking to Phillies GM Preston Mattingly. Mm-hmm. We will have Larry Boa later today. Mm-hmm. Tom McCarthy later today. Did I forget anything?
No.
Yeah. So a
we
big
got Trey T tomorrow.
Yeah. Wait. What's today? So today is 2:30 is Larry Boa. Yeah. 3:30 is Tom McCarthy. Mm-hmm. 4:30 is Jesus Luzardo. Yes. Mm-hmm. You'll get to
5:30 is Creed.
5:30 is Creed. The one thing I want to say about Jesus Luzardo before we get to it is
striking.
Well, he is striking, and you'll hear that. But he clearly didn't believe that I could do 250 push-ups in one day.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Not many people do believe it.
Yeah. I'm going to have to do it during a show.
At some point, yeah.
Yeah, we'll just do it during commercial breaks, whatever. So here we are. It's beautiful out here. You know, before we get into the show in general, do you feel last year, and maybe it was because we were here later in the spring, I felt like sort of a vibe, maybe an intensity. Now, I haven't felt it in the day that we're here. Everybody's happy. Everybody's having a good time. I don't know if I feel that intensity. Yeah. Maybe it's because of the letdown last year. Maybe it's because we're here early in the year. Do you notice that at all? Or does
No, I notice it. I definitely notice it. And it's one of the things that, I don't know if we're going to get into this, but it's sort of what concerns me about the team, right, is that I'm not sure if this sort of laissez-faire, relaxed approach is just a new angle for them to go at the season with. I guess not putting as much pressure on themselves to start off the season and just letting the game come to them. And I'm assuming that they're hoping that they'll be playing their best baseball late in the season. In theory, I guess I understand it just from a former player aspect. It's hard to go into a season, at least it's hard for me to imagine going into a season where you're not tensed up about winning the championship.
Right.
And that's all you're focused on, and that's all that matters. It seems like there's more of a – we're not putting pressure on ourselves to win a championship. Yeah, of course, we want to go win one, but we're not putting extra pressure on ourselves to go win a championship.
And you're talking about from fans or from players?
Players.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. So when I say what – I know, like I said, we'll get into this even more – but that's what sort of concerns me, is that I don't know if this is a great sort of strategy going into the season, or is this some way of sort of diffusing the energy we can bring as a media and fan base to the team?
Or it could be, for that, it could be purposely diffusing themselves mm-hmm. because they felt like they ran out of gas last year.
Right.
You know, like maybe it is a
it started
conscious
off fast,
decision.
Yeah. Didn't happen in the end.
So 215-592-9494. We have a big show today, but we want to start off, and I don't want to. This isn't. I'm not taking it from a negative angle, but. This is a – when you just look at the lineup, and you can tell it from a national perspective. When you just look at the lineup and you look at the pitching staff, this is a championship-level roster. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the Dodgers and you have the next probably five teams in baseball that are all sort of at that same level. You talk about the Braves, you talk about the Mets, maybe the Orioles, the Phillies, maybe the Diamondbacks in that same sort of – you think of as a World Series-level roster. But there's clearly something – that is keeping us from fully believing in the Phillies this year to be a World Series contender. So the question today is, what is the one thing, if there's one thing that keeps you up at night about this year's Phillies, what is that one thing? So, Jack, I'll start with you.
Okay.
The one thing about the Phillies that's keeping you up at night is what?
They look like they're an arm short in the bullpen. I know the obvious answer is, but like last year they had extra guys that they could go to and – you know, they had almost two bullpens. They had your A bullpen and your B bullpen.
Right.
Well, now they have really just four arms that I think people feel good about. And even those arms are kind of wild card. Like, I think Romano, who they talked a lot about today, he's probably going to be pretty good, but he's still a wild card. Alvarado looked really good in his first spring game, but
he's a wild card.
He's been used a lot over the last couple of years.
Yep.
And then you need the Kirkering and you need Strom. After that, then you're getting into the Jose Ruizes and the Tanner Bankses of the world, whereas last year, even though we weren't all Estevez'd up, I mean, they did have a major league quality arm in Carlos Estevez. You lost Jeff Hoffman and basically just replaced him with Jordan Romano. So, like, of the things with the baseball team, the bullpen just looks like they're an arm short.
So for me, Ike, before we get what's keeping you up at night, for me, it's leadership and mentality. And I don't think what... And that isn't to say that the players on this team don't care, because I think they care. But I think the thing that was missing last year is they almost had to be talked into worrying. They almost had to be talked into a sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. They almost had to be – and by the time they knew that there was something wrong, it was too late, and they couldn't turn it on. And my concern is from a – whether it's from a roster standpoint, a personality there, whether it's the manager, a personality there, the thing that I feel like they're missing is the person to sound the alarm, the person to sort of rally the troops, and the person to be willing to speak up and say, "This, there's something wrong here." Again, whether it's the manager, whether it's players, to me, it is a mentality and a leadership issue more than it is a talent issue. So that's the thing that's keeping me up at night. 215-592-9494. Ike, what's the one thing about the Phillies that's keeping you up at night?
Well, it's very similar to that, and I was touching on it prior too. It's really their mental approach to this season. So I begin to wonder whether or not they truly believe they are a World Series caliber team, right? And it's hard for me as a fan, to sort of have that expectation if I'm not really hearing it from the players. And I understand they did this last year and they got off to a fast start and it didn't end well. But if nothing else, it had the fan base charged. Like, everybody was locked in on the regular season does matter. Getting off to a fast start does matter. Winning in division does matter. Like, and we bought into that sort of theme for last year, and it played out early. It just fizzled out in the second half. If there was a way, see, to me, it doesn't seem like they figured out a way to sustain that. They've sort of taken the approach that, well, it doesn't really matter. We're not really focused on getting off to a hot start and all this and that and the other. We just want to be playing well late in the season and going into the playoffs. I just don't know how you can flip a switch from a mentality standpoint and be up there with the teams that we feel like they're going to have to compete with. On the field or on paper, like, the talent is there. Like, there's enough talent there to give you hope. But if you have already sort of played an armchair psychologist with yourself, as far as, I want to make sure I say the right things so that I don't put more pressure on myself. I don't know if I really like that approach. Like, I'm going to have to be shown that this works for them. Maybe it does. I just don't see it. I liked last year when they were locked in and focused and angry about losing to the Arizona Diamondbacks. They came out playing with a purpose. It didn't end well. That doesn't mean you scrap everything you did to get off to the hot start that you got off to last year.
Yeah, what I think is interesting, though, and to play devil's advocate, because I do agree with what you guys are saying, but to devil's advocate it. Like, the Eagles last year would be...
I've just never heard devil's advocate as a verb.
Yeah, well, yes.
We make up sometimes.
Right.
Yeah, sometimes you have to...
Yeah, to play devil's advocate.
Sure,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But the Eagles last year, coming off the collapse, mm-hmm. you know, they spent all kind of off-season training camp saying, we're not talking about last year. And they used that as like a turn the page kind of thing. I mean, maybe this is just their strategy this year. Maybe it's just...
For good reason, the Eagles didn't want to talk about last year.
Yeah, well, and the Phillies don't want to talk about the Mets series.
Well, truthfully, the thing that I think is interesting to me is, let's say they come out and they do start off 16-5. Well, what does that mean, right, to them? Like, let's say the pitching is so good that... So, to me, it's not like... I don't think they were good in the beginning last year because they were focused. I think they were good because the starting pitching was excellent, and mm-hmm. and they had some... You know, Casty didn't hit for the first 2 months of the year. Stott didn't hit. Harper, I think, started off fine, but it's... I don't know. Like, I wonder if they start off good and they're winning games... What does that mean, right? And what does it mean if that goes away too? Because I don't know if it was specifically the intensity that they brought that made them winners last year. All right.
Well, but I do believe...
That some of it was that.
Well, yeah, going into spring training, I mean, the owner is telling you he wants his trophy back at the first meeting. Now, you don't normally get that when you start the season off or in spring training. So, I mean... I just think they had an intensity to them based off of what happened in that Arizona Diamondbacks series that made them want to come out and play the way that they play. You know, like in baseball, it's a lot of games. So players can easily believe, I'm just going to ease into this thing. Like, my batting average in April doesn't matter. What I'm doing in April doesn't matter, or May. I'll get it going by June or July, and this and any other. But last year, they didn't come out thinking that way.
No. But they also ran out of steam. So I don't.
I'm just saying, if from my perspective, if there's something that's concerning me, then I don't know if we'll see how we're playing in August and September and October goes. That just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah.
It almost gives me. I mean, why would I believe they're going to win the World Series this year? Like,
yeah, if you don't believe,
yeah, if that's not what you guys are discussing, why would I discuss that?
I still think to an extent. They're a little lost about what happened last year, mm-hmm. and they're searching for whatever the right mode is. Because this team got good almost by – they put a roster together, but they reached a plateau almost by accident in 22. Mm-hmm. And I think they are searching for whatever the recipe is to get back to that point, when really a lot of it is they got really hot. In 2022. Mm-hmm. And you can't plan to get hot, or else everybody would plan to get hot. All right, 215-592-9494. What, Jack?
We have a little bit of breaking news.
Oh, boy.
Right. The Eagles are awarding
news.
Eagles are rewarding Saquon Barkley with a 2-year contract extension. $41 million to make him the highest paid running back in NFL history.
There you go. Congratulations,
Told you.
Saquon.
Told you.
$36 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Well, that's.
Wow, that was loud.
Yeah.
Dang!
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing about doing that for Saquon. Good contracts are when you're playing, generally, are when you're paying players for future performance, not past performance. But Saquon Barkley is one player who we owe it to him to be paid for past performance. This is a...
It was a year.
Yes,
got paid.
He won us a Super Bowl.
Well, no, yeah. Believe me,
well, Jalen won the Super Bowl.
But I'm saying my only point is the Eagles don't normally do this.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the point that I'm making. Yep. I'm glad they did it, because what it tells me is either they jumped out ahead of it, or his agent came to them behind closed doors and they didn't let this drag out. They got it taken care of. The same way we said, if it's going to happen, I'd rather just be announced versus hearing Saquon wants a new deal.
Right.
We didn't hear that from anybody. It just got announced.
Yeah, I think, and to an extent, it's like, look, we might have taken 2 years off your career, buddy. We might owe you this one. And I think to a certain extent, the entire year does not – everyone had a part in it. The defense was great. The offensive line was great. But truthfully, if there is one player on this team that made it possible for the Eagles to win a Super Bowl last year, that person was Saquon Barkley.
Without question.
And there's not going to be and really, if they want to reward him for it, they can't do it in 2 years because there's a strong possibility that in 2 years or in a year, Saquon's not going to be who we want him to be anymore.
You have to convince me.
Yeah.
I'm good with it. I don't think anybody has a problem with it. I'm just surprised they did it and how much they did.
Here's the other.
That's what I'm talking about. You're giving that to a running back, and I'm just saying, we got players that all I'm saying is Saquon was here under contract.
Well,
I just hope everybody else gets re-signed and all the other stuff.
That's the question. The question is,
that's the point.
And we'll see if Elliott, Mr. Future GM, has the information on this. I want to know how much affects this year's cap. Because if we had $26 million in cap space this year, and this takes half of it, we're going to see players leave. And we're going to see players not come here because of rewarding Saquon for last year. It's very easy for me to say, for all the fans to say, we don't care. We won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Saquon deserves it. But if in week 9, the Philadelphia Eagles are 5-3 or 4-4, and Saquon doesn't look like the same guy, or you know, we don't have somebody on the edge who's getting to the quarterback, mm-hmm. It's easy to say now. It's easy to say now, yes, let's throw the cap space at Saquon. I wonder if in the middle of next season, if people are reacting in the same way.
I also wonder if they do this if we don't win the Super Bowl.
No.
Yeah.
They can't.
But he still had the same season.
Yes, but a Super Bowl is a Super Bowl. I mean,
agree, but he didn't go win the Super Bowl for us. I'm just saying, what if they didn't win the Super Bowl? He still would have had a great season this past year.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
As we change topics on the run, we'll ask Larry Bowen.
Well, this is pretty big, yeah.
Is it okay with you if this, if this costs them Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Is it okay with you if this costs them Zach Bond and Myles Garrett?
No.
It's not?
No.
Jack, is this okay with you if this costs them Zach Bond and Myles Garrett?
No. I don't know why they did it.
Because they owe him.
But he's under contract for 2 years.
I know he's under contract for 2 years, but in two,
I don't know if they owe him. I think they just rewarded him.
I think to an extent they owe him.
Okay,
I think because we don't know. Look, we're not going to know this answer, right? Mm-hmm. We're not going to know if when they talked to Saquon and they signed him, they said, "Hey, look, we want you to be great for the next 3 years." Mm-hmm. We have a loaded offense. You're going to touch the ball X number of times, so on and so forth. And he comes in here, and they look at it, and they say, this is the way we're going to win the Super Bowl. This is the only way we're going to win the Super Bowl. And we all agree, if they don't do it at the bye
week. That wasn't the plan when they signed him.
It wasn't the plan, but it's what happened, and it's what he did. So the question becomes, is that Super Bowl worth the getting better this year? And it might. I don't know the cap ramifications of this, but they have Saquon Barkley's career is the next 2 years now. I mean, it really is. And if we're lucky, it's the next 2 years.
But it was going to be that whether they gave him the money or not.
Yes, but
even you said after getting 500 carries,
I know.
Like what production is going to be there?
Well, the thing I'm struggling with though is that if you want to reward him for that, this is your only chance to do it because looking forward.
Yeah,
it's likely he's not going to look like a player you give an extra $40 million to thank him for winning you a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I wonder from a specific team-building perspective, it's not the thing to do, but for a signal to the rest of the league that, hey, we didn't use him up and throw him out. We didn't not give him the money when we wanted to give him the money.
You think the rest of the league – I don't have a problem with it. I just think it's an exception.
Yeah,
I don't think the rest of the league. There's several teams I know wouldn't have done this.
Most teams.
Yeah, I listen. It was what makes the Eagles a great organization.
Yep.
I'm happy to see they are rewarding their players. But if my math is right, did he get 26 last year?
He got 26 guaranteed.
And then now he's got 36 guaranteed.
What's the guarantee on it, Jack?
$36 million
on the extension.
Well, yeah, because the 41...
Well, no. Right. Well, can you just read the tweet to me? No offense. I'm sorry. I don't need you doing math, but
Yeah. Okay. Eagles are rewarding Saquon Barkley with a 2-year, $41 million contract extension that makes him the highest paid running back in NFL history. The deal makes Barkley the NFL's first $20 million per year running back.
Yep.
Barkley also has the ability to earn an additional $15 million in incentives and escalators. The deal includes $36 million fully guaranteed
on
signing.
God.
The Eagles are taking the rare step of extending Barkley 1 year.
They just gave me $60 million in a year?
Dude, they're going to have 17 void years on this contract. We're going to be paying we're going to see a Saquon Barkley cap hit in 2047. Because if it's $36 million guaranteed on 3 years, on a two-year extension,
yeah.
If there will be void years on there, but if there aren't, that's $18 million against the cap over 2 years. We need Elliott at
I love it. $20 million running back.
Yeah. The team that would never pay a running back.
This is
somebody call Howard Eskin.
Oh, my goodness. I thought about him also.
Immediately, yeah.
Dude, listen, like I said, Saquon's happy. They did this the right way. I don't know if the team came to Saquon. I'd be surprised with that. But Saquon's agent, somebody made a phone call.
Yeah, but what's he going to do?
No, that's what I'm saying.
But you can't approach it like that. You could do that with every – but hold on. Think of the number of players that they have extended before they needed to extend.
Listen.
Who they didn't have to do that with.
I love running.
They didn't have to do it with AJ.
Listen, I know. I love Saquon. He's a running back that just got used a ton, and they gave him another year and $36 million.
They did it as a thank you. They did it as a
why?
Thank you.
Why?
Because he won them the Super Bowl.
We've all said thank you.
But
I'll say thank you.
Because
how many did I need to write him a note and say thank you?
They made him the highest paid running back last year.
But he had 500 touches. They could have ended his career with what they did last year.
Okay, and they did it.
Football.
But they might have.
But they didn't.
No. You're saying they didn't.
And then won the Super Bowl.
If in week two, if he has one of these years.
What if he's hurt next year?
Yes.
And then you're talking about these guys.
We won the Super Bowl last year.
So what?
But I'm telling you. I'm struggling with it like you guys do. But what I'm saying is as a matter of right is right, they looked at this guy and they said, we need you in a way that could put the rest of your career in question. I mean, really.
Well, here's what I'm saying, though, Spike.
Yeah.
Moving forward.
Yes.
How are they going to get that production out of
They're
him?
They're not.
So then where's
they
the
did
logic?
It as a thank you. They did it as a, we needed you, you came through for us, we know this could have adverse effects on the rest of your career, and we thank you for what you did. And it's a right as right.
Here's all I'm saying.
I'm struggling with it.
I'm going to see the rest of this roster.
Yep. Also, what about the quarterback? I mean, are you going to extend him too?
Yeah, exactly. He's getting extended.
Well, but the first of all, the quarterback is making $50 million a year. The quarterback is not out, and the quarterback didn't win them the Super Bowl last year.
Well, he's Super Bowl MVP.
He didn't win the Super Bowl.
No. Yeah,
but this guy, more than Nick Foles, more than Brandon Graham, if there's one guy that won a championship for us, it was Saquon Barkley.
You have to convince me. I've been saying that all year long. Yeah, it's just more or less.
I think they did it as a thank
shocked.
You.
I'm just shocked at it.
Yes.
Now we're giving the $20 million a year thank yous.
Here's our normal spring training broadcast.
When news breaks, it breaks.
Yeah. No, they're trying to. It's the Eagles trying to ruin spring training. It's unbelievable. Yep.
All right.
36 guaranteed.
Leave us alone.
Ooh-wee.
Just kidding. Don't leave us alone at all.
All right. Speaking of which, our spring training coverage is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka, proud partner of the Philadelphia Phillies. Joining us next to break down the Saquon extension is Larry Boa. If you have thoughts on what's keeping you up about the Phillies or the Saquon extension, like, is it okay with you if it costs them Zach Bond, if it costs them a shot at Myles Garrett, if it costs you...
It's going to cost us everybody.
Yeah, we're gone, actually. The Eagles have called WIP, and they're like, 215-592-9494.
You're talking about somebody having a great year.
Yes. Well,
my goodness.
Jack mentioned that somebody saw Saquon out the other night. Looked like he was having a good time. He might have been celebrating this.
The position was extinct a year ago.
Now everyone's around. Yeah.
Now he just gave him.
By the way, every general manager in football is like,
they're like, what the hell are the Eagles doing?
Yep.
God, pay for past performance. but Bryce can't get an extension.
Oh, tell me about the championships he's won.
Well, Saquon had 57 yards rushing in the Super Bowl. Are we sure he's going to be a big game player?
Let's not go down this road.
Yeah, we're not doing that. All right, it's live from Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.